This is KNKX. The Seattle Mariners are on the road for their next five games. The M's are in second place in the American League West, despite being on the losing end of a no-hitter on Wednesday against the Baltimore Orioles. More from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, the way the Mariners have been performing at the plate lately, the no-hitter wasn't a total shock, right?
That's true. It wasn't a total shock. And first, we must give much respect to Orioles pitcher John Means. He is dominant. He struck out 12, partly by getting strike one on 26 of the Mariners' 27 batters he faced. But the Mariners contributed heavily, because they have been abysmal at the plate. After Wednesday's game, they fell to the bottom of the league stats in batting average at 201 as a team.
Wow. Well, Art, what is going on?
Well, there's a bigger picture here at work. All of Major League Baseball is in terrible shape regarding offense. The pitching has become so dominant, partly because of rules changes and partly because of the use of analytics, that the numbers are worse than the worst year in Major League Baseball history back in 1968, after which the pitching mound was lowered to try to give the batters a fair chance. But the Mariners are contributing with this team-wide slump. Of the 12 players who are playing regularly with the Mariners, six have batting averages below 200. I just can't believe this. Kyle Lewis, Taylor Trammell, Jose Marmolejos, Evan White, Tom Murphy, and Dylan Moore are all hitting below 200, which in baseball lore is known as the Mendoza line. And that refers to a national joke made 40 years ago at the expense of a Mariners third baseman by the name of Mario Mendoza, who played all year despite a batting average of 198. That meant he was a very good fielder, because why play a guy who can't hit 200? But now the Mariners are having a team-wide salute to Mario Mendoza. It's awful.
I had heard of the Mendoza line, but I never knew that Mario Mendoza was a Mariner. So we've got a little unfortunate history there. You mentioned, Art, this is a problem across baseball. Are there any quick fixes from the Mariners farm system, like, say, Jared Kelnick, for example?
Yes, Jared Kelnick, the young outfielder who is the superstar in waiting in the minor leagues that fans are eager to see in the major league uniform, especially because right now the Mariners are actually having a good year pitching. They've got one of the league's best bullpens, which was entirely unexpected. And the starters, despite several injuries, are performing reasonably well. So what's going to happen this month is the Mariners are likely to bring up their young outfielder, but they're only starting the minor league season because of COVID restrictions this week in Tacoma and Everett and throughout baseball. And my biggest fear is that the Mariners, who do have a number of other quality prospects in the farm system, are going to rush them too fast. They've done that throughout their history to try to fix some major league emergency. And I just assume the Mariners keep to their plan here, that this is a throwaway year, and bring the players up when they're ready to face major league pitching, because too soon is going to be too bad for their future plan.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.